USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Times Square is usually jam-packed to ring in the new year, but it's closed to the public today because of the pandemic. NYPD Chief Terry Moynihan says there will be a police presence to make sure no crowds form.
My message to those ringing in the new year, please stay at home.
Frontline workers and first responders will be honored for their roles during the coronavirus pandemic during tonight's New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. The Senate is opening debate on what could be the first override of a President Trump veto. The House already voted to override President Trump's veto of the defense policy bill.
We've enacted an annual NDAA for 59 straight years and counting. In the next few days, the easy way or the hard way, we're going to do our job once again.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the Senate floor. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Buffalo Bills are going to be the first major league team in New York to host fans amid the pandemic. Governor Andrew Cuomo making the announcement with the Department of Health on Wednesday, saying 6,700 fans will be allowed in the stadium.
Buffalo Bills, it's an outdoor venue, which is all the difference in the world from an indoor venue. Indoors, it's more difficult, first of all, right? But then, what is the size of the building? What is the percentage of people you're putting into the building?
The deal comes just in time for fans to see their first playoff game since 1996. A year-end deadline is not being met.
The Census Bureau will miss a year-end deadline for handling the numbers used for assigning congressional seats. The Census Bureau plans to deliver a population count of each state in early 2021. It will be the first time that the December 31st target date is missed since the deadline was implemented more than four decades ago by Congress. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As we look back over 2020, there were many highlights in the world of sports. The Kansas City Chiefs ended their 50-year title drought by beating the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 in Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes throwing two fourth-quarter touchdown passes as Kansas City scored the final 21 points to erase a 20-10 deficit.
The third quarter didn't go the way I wanted it to. I tried to force some things and got some turnovers. I mean, that's a really good defense. So didn't play to my liking in the third quarter, but the guys believed in me, gave me confidence. We kept fighting, and we found ways to win it in the end.
When it comes to the NHL, the Lightning are the Stanley Cup champions for the second time in franchise history. Tampa Bay skated past Dallas in six games, shutting out the Stars 2-0 in the series clincher in the hub city of Edmonton, Alberta. Lightning captain Steve Stamkos saying it took the whole organization to pull this off.
Everybody that's been a part of this journey, it just all comes back, and I'm so proud of this team and everything that we've accomplished. I'm speechless. It's one of the greatest feelings in the world.
Rounding things out in the National Basketball Association, where the Lakers are back on top of the NBA after winning their 17th O'Brien Trophy in October. The Lakers beating the Miami Heat in six games in the bubble city of Orlando. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.